Now, we had a very big response this time last week to our discussion about blocking access to pornography on the internet. Eleanor Mills, Associate Director of the Sunday Times, voiced what she argued was the view of many parents.
The reality is that most people's teenagers and children are rather better at the computer and things like controls than they are. And the problem now is that there are so many internet-enabled devices within most people's houses that just doing these controls on the main computer, which is what most of the ISP systems get you to do, will only protect the family computer, not the e-reader, the iPod, you know, all the other devices that kids have in the house. So what I think a lot of parents want is to be able to feel totally confident that their children can't access stuff that they don't want them to look at through any computer terminal in the house, and so that they can have a clean feed.
Well, regardless of the rights and wrongs of restricting internet access, one of the points that emerged from your feedback was that you'd like some specific guidance on how to protect your children online. Well, to look at that, I've been speaking to both a poacher and a gamekeeper, as I mentioned. Chaim Narang began accessing pornography over the internet at home from the age of 14. He is 18 now. And Tony Neat is the chief executive of Get Safe Online, a government and police-backed agency that advises on computer safety. I began by asking Tony about what general advice he would give to parents.
I think it's about sharing experiences with your children, and I think all good parents want to know what their children are doing and want to protect them. And I think it's very important that we give as many tools as we can to the parents in order to do that. Now, we all know that children are very, very good at technology. There's an awful lot of parents who will say, well, my children are better than I am. So if you're going to give them additional tools to protect their children and be in a little bit in control, I think that's a good thing.
So it's part communication. It's also part where you put at least the family computer, if there is one in a home. But of course, that doesn't necessarily account for all the other gadgets that might exist.
No, that's right. And let's say a few years ago, let's be realistic about it. We'd say, you know, put computers in the living room as opposed to living in the bedroom. Well, children have moved on since then. We've got to be realistic about what we're actually going to do. But if we did have the computer in the living room, they've got a mobile phone. I mean, the percentages of the children. We did a little bit of research a couple of weeks ago, and we found out that children as young as 3 and 4 in one primary school had smartphones. These kids couldn't read, but they had smartphones. So they can access the internet on all different methods. Mobile phones, games consoles, their friends' homes, libraries, you name it, school, they can access the internet.
Well, let me bring Chaim in on that point specifically. How easy did you find it when you first decided you wanted to start looking at things that, frankly, you knew your parents would rather you weren't looking at? How easy did you find it to get around any controls that might have been in place?
I found it incredibly easy. I mean, you can use things such as proxies, which you can even use in schools and libraries to get on inappropriate information or file-sharing websites. A proxy is a sort of a middleman on the internet. Normally, you would go to a website and you'd click on something and it's what they would call a request. Then the server that the website is hosted on would send a reply and you would see the website. With a proxy, you send your request to a different server, which then sends a new request to the website server, then back to the proxy server, then to yours. It's completely anonymous and very, very easy to use.
So in those situations, Tony, what can a parent do?
There are ways, and with regard to the ISPs blocking this, they are looking at blocking certain proxies as well, so that wouldn't be done. But we've also got to be very much aware of the fact that if somebody is determined to circumnavigate the processes, then we're not going to stop that. We leave our homes and we make sure they're locked and the windows have got security on them, that there's an alarm. But there is a potential that we could get burgled. It's the same with your children. But helping parents put these blocks in place. And some of this stuff is quite sophisticated. And Chaim is probably very capable at doing this. And there are other children who are going to be capable. But there are also going to be an awful lot of children that won't understand how that works. And we'll be able, certainly at the younger ages, we'll be able to stop this happening.
What about the filters, the firewalls? Chaim, going back to you again, if a parent installs a filter or a firewall, can they then sit back and think, right, I've done all I need to do here?
There's lots of different firewalls, but you have to be able to monitor it and use it and understand the software. It is to do with technology, but it's also to do with the approach of the parents. The first thing they do need to do is think about, is it necessary to get some sort of protection for their children against different threats on the internet.
Just going back to the filter and firewall, it's clearly one thing to install it. It's quite another to then monitor it. And Tony, clearly you can put a password on it, but if a child is savvy and thinks, I bet I know what the password is and finds out, you've got that hurdle.
It's a big thing. And I talk to lots of people around passwords and members of my family, in fact, who I know some of them use the same password. So if your children know that you use a particular password just to enter their email address and that's open, but they also work out that it's the same password to stop the filter, then that's what we've got to be smart about. If you put a good, solid password on and it's the implementation is done at the level of the ISP, then it's very difficult for the children to get around. But that's what we need to do, is remember that, because children are very smart and they will think, yeah, I bet I know what the password is going to be.
But can the parent not also check the log? In other words, the footprint that a child has left on the computer as to where he or she has gone, that can be looked at afterwards by somebody else.
Yes, and there are lots of footprints on a computer. One of the things is the internet cache-in, the temporary internet files that are there, and you can see where you've been and what you've looked at. Also, with some of this software and with some of the things that we're talking about, some of them have log files, which you can look at to see if anything's changed. Now, we are getting a little bit more complex in relation to what we're talking about, but it's something that we need to educate ourselves. We can't hide behind the fact of saying, oh, well, my children know far more about it than us. We've got to say, yes, well, let's educate ourselves a little bit more.
And that potentially gets around the problem, does it not, of a child maybe being able to disable the firewall or the filter, but then switch it back on again before they leave the computer. The theory being that if they do that, the parent will never know that has happened.
No, that's right. And there may be log files, then the parent has got to know where those log files, they've got to be able to understand them, they've got to be able to read them off and understand what they're looking at.
In conclusion, Tony, there are ways, but the fear always is that there are other people out there who are ahead of the game.
Yes, let's talk to our children. Talk to them as you would, where have you been today, who have you been with, what houses have you been to, all nicely and pleasurable, wanting to find out what your children are. Let's do the same when they're on the internet. Let's find out the sort of stuff they're doing. Let's warn them a little bit about some of the negative areas, and just let's do this nicely and communicate with our children.